This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado's recently introduced wolves have expanded their range across the state. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife updated its map based on GPS collar data. It shows each watershed the state's known wolves have visited in the last month. That includes 10 wolves the state introduced in December, plus two others that migrated on their own. The new information indicates a pair of wolves bolted from western Rout County into eastern Moffat County, in the state's far northwest corner. That's a region deeply opposed to wolf restoration. The Wildlife Agency says it'll continue to work with ranchers to protect livestock. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Votes for former President Donald Trump will be counted in tomorrow's presidential primary. The U.S. Supreme Court's decision this morning reverses a Colorado court ruling that found Trump was ineligible to hold office again. CPR's Benta Berkland.
The court also concluded that states have this authority to disqualify people holding or attempting to hold state office, but have no power under the Constitution to enforce this section with federal offices, especially the presidency.
Around 500,000 Coloradans have already returned their ballots for the state's Republican presidential primary. A bill to make menstrual products available in middle and high school bathrooms has cleared its first legislative hurdle. The bill's co-sponsors say if students unexpectedly get their period and don't have tampons or pads, they often go home and miss school. Colorado's main association representing school superintendents opposed the bill, arguing it would cost too much money. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.